Welcome, everyone, to an episode of the Impact Podcast. I'm your host, Jacqueline Jacks. This podcast is an endless fascination of the journey through human life. I mean, it discusses the messiness, the challenges, the struggles, the growth of becoming a better human. I've been making posts like this for so long, but you know what? More so in the last 10 years, maybe. And it was kind of a funny thing today because when I woke up, I checked Facebook and here I was, something from 10 years ago. I looked at the picture and I was like, oh my gosh, it feels like more than a decade ago. And the story started to race back to me. So that's why I wrote this post. And that's why I decided to do an impact episode on it, because I think you're going to relate to it. The choices you make today define who you will be in the future is the title. Looking at how our struggles shape us has certainly been something that I have done over and over again. And I think you probably have too, maybe not even realizing that you have. But I wonder if it's necessary to experience extremely tough struggles in order to learn the lessons that prepare you most for what is ahead. That's what I thought about today because I saw this picture. And I thought, that was me 10 years ago. And look at me now. It's so different. Everything is so different. I always like this quote. Every struggle in your life has shaped you into the person you are today. Be thankful for the hard times because they can only make you stronger. I think you'll agree with me that that is so true. But you only realize it after the fact because during the struggle, you're really thinking about how sorry you are for the struggle, right? You're focused on the negative and it's really, really hard sometimes to see the positive. It's really difficult because you're just so in it. But I know one thing, and that's your thoughts shape your vision, and your vision becomes the dreams you strive to have for your future. Let me repeat that. Your thoughts shape your vision, and your vision becomes the dreams you strive to have for your future. The unrealized dreams, the ones that wake you up in the middle of the night, the ones that get you excited for tomorrow, and those dreams that inspire your everyday motions forward. And without them, life is not such a great place. Because you have to have that. You have to have that inspiration for you to see the goodness in everything. Have you ever noticed that people have empathy for you and relate to you when they've experienced something similar? Like if you're sad and someone's not going through sadness, they see the bright side, right? But they don't often have that ability to get in touch with that same struggle that they went through because you tend to want to push it back and push it aside. And it takes a really different person to think back and relate at that moment in time when you're going through it, unless they're going through it themselves. That's not a bad thing. It's like human nature. It's like something we do in order to move past, to get past something. A lot of like what's happening now, I mean, people have so much COVID fatigue, they almost want to forget that it exists at all, you know? Just forget that it's even there. Maybe just for a little while, just think of, I don't know, think of something else. But when I was on Facebook this morning, that reminder just popped. Each day I look at the newsfeed, the first thing that pops up is those old photos, those posts from 10 years ago. That is seriously crazy stuff, right? Because it's like a constant reminder of who we were, especially if you kept up with it like a scrapbook. If you just kept posting your journey and your goals, eventually it will come back to remind you of what you've been through. I remember taking this photo that was on there today back in Florida in 2011. I had just released a music video for, I think it was like a Don't Know Why or something. It was a song I really liked at the time. And I was doing a lot more singing then. Seems like such a long time ago, though, because my life has certainly changed so much since then. I mean, I've been doing podcasts and working in music marketing and music publicity and journalism. And I have to say, I never thought that I would be here today that many years ago, because I really did think my life was on a different path. But maybe thinking back, all of what I went through and what was going on with me then prepared me for what has now happened. That's what this is about. I think what I'm trying to say is you never really know what's in your future. So it's important to make good choices today for tomorrow to be really bright. That's what happens when you look back and you make mistakes, right? But you can't beat yourself up for mistakes. I mean, I did try to make good choices, but looking back on where I have been has taught me that every choice changed my life so dramatically. Things you do today that seem so small, those ones can have such an enormous impact on your future. I mean, enormous. The reality is that we make the best choices we can give. Just using that little bit of information that we have in that moment. So that's why you can't really have regrets. You can't really look back and say, why did I do that? All you could do is go forward and learn from it, because those best choices, they are only happening based on what you have at the time, your resources. I guess that's why it's good to learn so much. And I guess that's why it's good to think about what you're doing and how it impacts yourself and others and your future. I feel like a different person today, let's face it. I mean, having lived through so many struggles and had so many things change in my life so quickly, there have been dramatic shifts in my perspective, perhaps in my personality, although I hope not. And in such a short period of time, it's still so hard to keep up with it all. Some days I literally can only deal with what's in front of me. And I'm sure you can agree that you can't take it all in. Some days it just moves too quickly, especially when things are going up or moving forward. You find this moment where you've come out of struggling every day to figure out what to do to make things project forward or to reach your dream. But then when things start to happen and things get in motion, sometimes it takes off so quickly that you literally can't keep up with it. And then it becomes something that you're maybe not prepared for, or only your experiences have prepared you for, or could ever, right? I do know this, though. Life is about struggles you go through and how you respond to them. I think it's best not to judge the choices so harshly and instead look to learn from all of them, the good ones and the bad ones. And let's face it, the bad ones are the only ones that are going to teach you the best lessons, right? I mean, the good ones, they're always going to be good. They're always going to put you in a place of like you're proud or you're excited or you're inspired. But the bad ones, those are the ones that teach us the most. It's kind of like when you're starting a business or you're trying to reach any dream, you're going to make mistakes and you have to allow yourself to make mistakes. Because if you don't, you're never going to figure it out. You're never going to figure out what you need to do to make it work for you. If you constantly just have wins, you know what happens, right? You get bored. You really do, because you're constantly winning. I think I've heard a lot of entrepreneurs speak over the years, and I've known a lot of them, and their biggest successes, I think, came from them loving the fight, loving the journey, and loving the challenge. Like they always had to line themselves up with someone else. And this is why it's great to keep good company, because if somebody is striving for something similar to you, there's this underlying competition that's like a friendly competition. And friendly competition is great. It's not about jealousy. It's not about ego. It shouldn't be anyway. But it spurs you on. It challenges you. So when you have friends that are great like that, that are creative or inspiring or challenging, you know, and you see them pushing themselves and driving, and they drive you and they push you. It inspires you every day because you have to have that counterbalance. You have to have something out there that challenges you. Otherwise, you lose interest, and that's just human nature. I think looking back at the decade, this last decade, all I can say is it's been one that educated me the most in the hardest way. But if life lessons shaped us to become the person we were meant to be, then hard is just a state of mind. Let me repeat that for you. If life lessons shape us to become the person we were meant to be, then hard is just a state of mind. I hope you remember that when things feel really, really hard. And I hope you remind me of that when things get really, really hard. What I've learned most, and what I think you probably will understand, is not to be afraid of this struggle. Instead, face it. Face your day head on. Look for the positives and understand that whatever the outcome, whatever is meant to be, whatever is going to happen, you've learned something that has shaped you and has shaped your future. I deeply, deeply wish you guys well, and thank you so much for listening all the way through to this podcast. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you'll check out the other episodes because they all have something different to offer, especially when you need someone to talk to. This is Jacqueline Jacks for Impact. Have a great day, guys, and be well.